Okay, Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Anybody takes the...
I'm just standing up.
Four lines in the top of the page. Okay, yeah, this is where to talk about Rabbanu. Again, these halachas are what a mourner is allowed to do, what he's not allowed to do, you know. Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Four lines in the top. Okay, says Tan Rabban Rabbanut. Avel, a mourner during Shiva, Shleishi Yamim Rishenim Asib Bishila Shalom. The first 3 days he's not allowed to greet others. In other words, he can't say hello, or as we'll soon see, he cannot even respond to somebody greeting him. Mishleishi Vat Shiva, from 3 days until the end of the 7 days. Meshiv, he's allowed to respond, Ve'ein Ashoil, but he's not allowed to offer greetings to begin with. In other words, because an Oval is mourning, so he doesn't have peace. Okay, so the first 3 days, when the Gemara says that it's like the dead body is in front of him, not only can he not greet somebody with peace, he cannot accept Shalom. And the Gemara is going to say, what happens if somebody tells it to you? What do you do? But, you know, but you're not supposed to, you greet him, he's not supposed to greet you. From 3 to 7, then he doesn't initiate greetings, but if somebody greets him, he's allowed to answer. Okay? Mikan ve'elach, after the 7 days, Sheol Meshiv Kadarka, he can ask, he can answer in a normal fashion, the way it's normally done. So the Gemara says, it's like this. Shleishi Yom Rishenim, we just got through saying the first 3 days, also b'sheilu shalom, you're not allowed to give or accept greetings. But Tanya, the Gemara asks like this. It says in the Braitha, Maisa u'meisa banav shel Rabbi Akiva. Here there's two versions in the Gemara, if it was Rabbi Akiva's sons died, or one son died. Okay, there's different versions in the Gemara. But anyway, Rabbi Kiva's son or sons died. And Nichnasu Kol Yisrael, all the Jews entered, Vespidim Hespid Gadol. And they eulogized them with a great eulogy, because they were very great scholars, Rabbi Kiva's children. So the Gemara says, B'shas Petirosim, when they died, Amid Rabbi Kiva al Safsa Gadol, Rabbi Kiva got up on a big bench, and he said the following, Acheinu B'nei Beis Yisrael, my brothers, our brethren here, Shimu here, Afilu Shnei Bonei Chasanim Menuchem Ho B'Shvu Kavod Shasisim. He says, even if I lost 2 married kids, and the Gemara is explaining, losing a married kid is worse than losing a unmarried kid. So Rabbi Kiva, and these kids were not married of Rabbi Kiva, but there are 1 great child that died. So Rabbi Kiva said like this, even if I would have 2 married children that died, Menuchem Hu, I would have been comforted, B'Shvul Kavod Sha'asisim, for the respect that you have done to me. The fact that you, you know, so many people came to eulogize him. So he says like this, B'im B'Shvul Akiva Basim, if he came to honor Akiva, he says, Reikami Ika B'Shuk, there's many Akivas in the street that you don't honor like this. This is what Rabbi Kiva said. The Torah of Hashem is in his heart. Meaning you want to give honor to Torah. And my son was a big scholar. How much more so will your reward be doubled? Go home to your houses with peace. So you see an interesting thing. Rabbi Kiva, right after they died, told everybody Shalom. You just got through saying that you're not allowed to greet somebody for the first 3 days or to receive greetings. And here Rabbi Kiva, the day his kids died, even before they were buried, got up and said, you know, go home peacefully. So the Gemara answers, Kved Rabim Shaini. Over here was respect to the public. In other words, because it was a large community, it's a different story. This that we said in the Braisa before, that you're not allowed to give greetings or accept greetings, that's from individuals. But you're talking about public showing, so even during the first 3 days of Shiva, you're allowed to do it.
It's out of respect to the community,
yeah. It's out of respect to the community, yeah. And therefore you're allowed to do it. Then the Gemara says, what was the second case of the Braisa? Mishlei Shivat Shiva, from 3 days to 7 days, Mei Shiva Eina Shail. He can answer greetings, but he can't give greetings. The first 3 days, you can't give or take. The second 4 days of the Shiva, you're allowed to, you can't give greetings, but you can respond to greetings. Mikan ve'elach, but afterwards, meaning after the Shiva is over, shoylameshiv kadarki, you can do it any way you want. So the Gemara asks, but Aminu, I'll ask you a question. It says in the Braisa, Ameit yischaveri oval, if somebody meets his friend who is in mourning, you bump into a friend that's lost a parent. So, b'teich shleishim yayim, during the first 30 days, medabit imei tanchumim, you can offer condolences to him. We're just teaching proper behavior. You meet a friend who's lost a parent or a child, a relative, whatever, first 30 days, you comfort him. But, ein ashel b'shleimei, you cannot give him shalom aleichem. La'achar shleishim yayim, after 30 days, shel b'shleimei, you do ask, give him peace, you know, greetings, but, ve'ine medabit imei tanchumim, but you don't comfort him because it's too late already. After 30 days, he's already comforted. But right away we see, though, that it says you don't ask for peace after 30 days. During the 30 days. And we just got through saying that after the 7 days, you can greet him with peace. And this Braisa says clearly that even Teich Shleishim, within 30 days, you can comfort him, but you don't ask, give him greetings. Then it says another interesting halacha. Meisa ishtei, what happens if the guy's wife died, your friend's wife died, v'nosa isha cheres, and he married a second wife during 30 days.
Why would he make it
there? One second. Sometimes guys want to get married before they die. Ein in the rishoy lekanis lebeisa, you're not allowed to go into his house, ledabit imei tanchumim, to comfort him. What happens if you find him in the street? Then you tell him quietly condolences. There's a very interesting halacha. I have to explain this halacha, what he's talking about here. There's a din on a regular thing. A guy loses his wife, God forbid. He's not allowed to marry a new wife until 3 chagim go by. Okay, it's not a year. Because mourning for a wife is only 30 days. But only for parents, we learned, is a year. 12 months. For all other relatives, including a wife, it's only 30 days. So the din is, a man is not allowed to remarry until 3 holidays passed. Which means, for instance, if she died right before Pesach, so you have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, so basically 7 months later you can get married. If she died right after Sukkot, then you have to wait until Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. You have to wait a whole year.
A friend of mine's wife died 2 days ago. They buried her today.
No.
So what, 7 months from now?
No, he has to wait for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. He can get married after Sukkot. No, one second. No, this is the rule. No, 1 second. Now, certain times, Halacha says he can get married right away. He's allowed to get married right away. What's the case? 2 cases. Either a person that didn't have children yet, so he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of pruervu, of having children. So then the chacham say, listen, you got to do the mitzvah, so you're allowed to get married right away. Or, it says in halacha, if somebody's wife passes away and they're little kids, and he partially needs a woman in the house to take care of the kids, so then he's allowed to remarry within 30 days. So the halacha says, this is what the din is over here, what the Braisa is saying. That if a guy meets a guy whose wife died, you have meet a friend whose wife died, he can't go to his house in front of his new wife and comfort him for the loss of the first wife. It's not nice. Huh?
Newlywed.
Yeah, but he's not, it's bad that she died and she married you. You know what I mean? It's not mentioned. 1 second. Therefore, say, if you meet him in the street, meaning without his wife, so then, in a quiet way, you know, from one side, he'll be married already, so he has a wife. But he's still mourning over the first wife, so, 1 second. So therefore, you can comfort him quietly. The bottom line, though, from this Braisa, we see, though, that if you meet your friend, it says within 30 days, you cannot greet him. And we just got through saying in our halacha, that if it's after 7 days, you can greet him normally. So this is a contradiction. What's your problem? Talk to me.
Why would a woman marry a guy? Why would some woman marry this guy?
Why would a guy get married so early?
Why would a guy marry? Why would a woman?
I told you, a guy needs to take. A guy has a house full of kids.
Yeah.
What's he supposed to do?
At least wait 30 days.
Huh?
At least wait 30 days.
He's not supposed to get married until he gets.
Normally. No, in this case, he can get married even in 30 days.
And if he has no kids?
In 30 days, he can get married. Within the 30 days, he can get married. Yeah, this then.
If he has no kids.
Or he has little kids with nobody to take care of them. What do you mean, come on?
Because if you don't marry her, somebody else may get her. That's one reason, right?
No.
Okay.
I tried.
No, I'll tell you another case, by the way, where I heard they permitted also, and this I know of cases that it happened to. If you have a Rav that people come to ask questions to, and a lot of women come to ask questions, and it's not proper for a Rav who's not married to answer questions of women. So sometimes they'll get him married right away, even within 30 days, that he, because then he doesn't have a problem with women coming to him to ask questions, with being alone or whatever it may be. Anyway, so this is the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravidi Bar Abin answers the contradiction as follows. What it means is, Hu Shoyel B'Shleim Achedim. He is allowed to greet others. Why? She Achedim Shruim B'Shalom. Because they're peaceful. In other words, he can ask, how are you doing? The mourner can ask them, how are you doing? Because they're doing fine. They can't ask him because he's not doing fine. So now this is the answer to contradiction. Ardin that says you can, after 30 days, you can ask, means you can ask others. The mourner can ask, greet other people. Like, how are you doing? Because they are doing fine. But they can't ask him. And therefore, one braisa that says you can't is speaking about them asking him. During 30 days you can't. And the braisa that says you could do it after 7 days is speaking about him asking others. So the Gemara asked this. So right away the Gemara asked, "Vamidiktani meshiv," but it says that you can answer after 3 days. Michlal de Shailin, that means people ask him. And you just got through saying that for 30 days they can't ask him. What did our Mishnah say? That between 3 and 7 days, if somebody gives you peace, you can answer. That means they asked him. But we just got through saying for 30 days people should not ask him peace. And here it says within 3 days they can even ask him peace. That he can answer them. So it says, Doloyoda. The Gemara is a very simple answer. It's being the guy didn't know he was a mourner. A guy meets somebody in the street, and he says, "Oh, Shalom Aleichem, how are you?" He says, "No, I'm in mourning." Okay? So the din is as follows. After 3 days, he can respond. At a menschlichkeit, you know, a guy greets you, he doesn't know. In other words, if he knew, you cannot greet a mourner. Mm-hmm. Up to 30 days, you can't tell a mourner, Shalom Aleichem. Mm-hmm. But if somebody doesn't know he is a mourner, and the guy came over to him and said, Shalom Aleichem. So the halacha is, he could answer. During the first 3 days, the Gemara is going to explain, he can't even answer. He has to say, I'm in mourning.
What about a simple...
One second. Which means like this, the Gemara is saying. In summary, so to speak, of what's going on so far. The first 3 days, you cannot greet somebody... Of Shiva, I'm saying. You cannot greet. If somebody greets you, you cannot answer them. You can't say Aleichem Shalom. What you have to say is, I'm sorry, I'm in mourning. After 3 days, from 3 to 7, okay, if somebody asks you, meaning they give you Shalom, you can answer. You don't have to say I'm a mourner. You can say Aleichem Shalom. But for 30 days, you're not supposed to, a mourner could greet somebody else. Because you could tell them Shalom Aleichem because they have Shalom Aleichem. But they cannot tell it to him. How could it be? Speaking of, I didn't know. So then, somebody doesn't know. They came over to you and give you Shalom Aleichem. The first 3 days of mourning, you have to say, I'm sorry, I'm in mourning. After the third day, you could answer Aleichem Shalom. Definitely for 30 days. But lachatchila, to begin with, somebody who knows you're a mourner is not allowed to give you shalom aleichem for the first 30 days.
A person who's in mourning for 30 days, another person is not allowed to ask them any type of question about their well-being? Like, how are you?
You don't, right. That's called shila shalom. So the Gemara says, "Hihachi asanami." If so, if you're talking about ignorance, then the first 3 days of Shiva, he should also answer. So the Gemara says, "No, hasan meidaluhu v'leim mahadaluhu." The Gemara answered, "This is what you're supposed to do. You just said it. For the first 3 days, you don't answer aleichem shalom. If somebody doesn't know you're sitting Shiva, they come to you and say, 'Oh, shalom aleichem, how are you?' You have to answer." I'm sorry, I'm in mourning. You don't answer aleichem shalom. After 3 days, nobody is allowed to ask you. But if they do ask you, you can answer. Up to 30 days. Okay, so the difference is like this. Hasam, during the first 3 days, you have to tell the person you're in mourning and you don't answer him. After the first 3 days, you don't have to inform him at all.
So what's so special between the third day and the seventh day? Nothing?
Not too much. After Shiva, he can know. The difference is, from 3 to 7, okay, you could answer, but you can't greet. After 7, we learned, then you could greet others. In other words, even during Shiva, the last 4 days of Shiva, you could also not greet anybody else. Because what we learned before is after Shiva, before the 30 days, you can greet somebody else.
I happen to work with a person who's actually in Shloshim right now.
No.
When I come to the office, I'm not supposed to even say good morning or anything like that. Right?
Good morning today is not considered She'ilah Shalom. I'll give you an example. On Tisha B'Av, you're also not supposed to do She'ila Shalom.
Right.
But you see somebody in the street, you can say good morning. Good morning is not... In today's world, good morning is just an acknowledgement that the other person exists.
Because you really don't care how it is.
Yeah.
So what is it? How is
it? It's like, you know, I always tell this to people. I get a big kick out of it. People call me up. Yeah. They want to ask me a question. So they get on the phone, they say, "Hi, Rabbi Shesman, how are you?" And they don't wait for my answer, then they ask the question.
Oh.
So sometimes, if I'm just in a crazy mood, I say to them, "You don't want to hear how I am?" You know, like, "Hi, how are you?" And they're not interested in the answer. They don't even wait for the answer. You understand? So, "Hi, how are you?" is not a greeting. Because people don't even... Good morning is not a greeting. Instead, shalom aleichem is more of a greeting than.
So I shouldn't ask like "how are you" or something like that. That's, that I shouldn't ask.
You can, you know, just tell them condolences and so on.
In other words, I don't want to be. I don't want to think. I don't want them to think. Also, in other words, if I'm doing it, if I'm doing it because of halacha, I don't want them to think that I'm, you know, I'm just.
You don't greet other people the normal way until after shleishim. That's what this Gemara is saying over here.
Maybe we should teach them this.
Huh? You know, then there's another din over here, what you're bringing up. If you're dealing with people who are not observant, and by not saying, like, hello, they're going to say, what are you, religious Jews, completely nuts and unsympathetic, and so then it's a chil Hashem, so then you have no choice, you know. Or unless if you say, you know, according to Jewish law, it's really forbidden. Unless you explain it, but stop to do it in a way they're going to think you're nuts, which we think we're nuts anyway. So it's not a good idea to do. Now, some poskim write, it brings down here at the bottom, from Halacha, that some poskim write that for a parent this really goes on for 12 months. You know, it's interesting. You know, you do what's called Nichum Avelim, a Shiva call, a condolence call, whatever. Yeah. Now, how late can you do that?
As late as the people want you to.
No, I don't mean during the week. I'm saying, after Shiva is over, can you comfort somebody? So, according to many Poskim, you could do it for up to a year for parents. Other relatives, only 30 days. But you know, even because the Brice over here says 30 days, after 30 days you don't do nichum anymore. Right? Mikam ve'elach, it says, then you don't do it anymore.
But Rabbi, my question is,
what?
Why only 30 days for a wife or a husband?
Because everybody is a month.
Yeah.
Because we learn out in Chumash that the main Avelis is a month. It's only parents who brought you into the world, is there a greater sense of mourning.
Also respect, part
of mourning is not so much that. I mean, we said that I've explained once that the concept of mourning is not for the deceased, because the deceased is in a better place. It's just for the people that are here. The concept of Shiva, I told you that the Rebbe went to be Menachem Oval, his brother-in-law, was sitting Shiva upstairs in 770, and he asked the Rebbe, I was there, and he asked the Rebbe a very simple question: if everything is Shkocha Pratis, everything is divine providence, a Jew accepts whatever Hashem does, so what's this concept of Shiva? You know, what? Like, why is there Shiva? It's like, you don't believe what the God did was good? So the Rebbe answered him, it's not so much for the one who passed away. That taka, for them, it was better, whatever Hashem did. It's for the people remaining alive that we should realize we don't live forever. This is the second shift. Take a minion here.
Let's start over, Ali.
These dinim, you don't want to start over.
Right.
Okay, now the Gemara says like this.
One second.
Okay. Now the Gemara says, Vinamina, I'll ask you a question. Basically, we just said, as far as with the next piece of Gemara, that after Shleishim passed, you can comfort the person in a regular way, okay? But you don't offer him condolences. Remember, that's what the last Brisa said. So the Gemara says, Ramin, I'll ask you a question, that we see that after 30 days, you can still offer condolences. What does it say in a Brisa? A person meets his friend who is in mourning. Within 12 months, you comfort him. It's right away a contradiction. We just got through saying in the Braisa that after 30 days there's no more condolences. And here it says within a year there's condolences. And Shoel Bishlemi, you can ask how he's doing. And it's interesting. In the English there's a printing mistake of the. It's written in the wrong way. Here. Ve'ena Shoel Bishlemi. Okay, in the English it says Shoel Bishlemi Ve'ena. Ve'ena Shoel Bishlemi, you don't greet him. La'acha Shneim Asa Chedish, but after 12 months, Shoel Bishlemi, you can greet him in any way possible. Ve'ena Medabit Ime Tanchumim. You don't offer him condolences because it's after a year. Ava Medabit Ime Minatzad. 21b2, second column. You can indirectly comfort him after a year. I mean, after a year, you can indirectly comfort him. Amr Rameir, Rameir says like this.
After a year?
12 months.
I understand. I thought there was no question. Why do we have to indirectly comfort him?
Yeah.
Just directly comfort him.
Uh-huh.
After a year, why can't you just directly comfort him? He's only saying Kaddish for 11 months.
No, I'm sorry. In the 12 months, you could do it indirectly, not directly.
Oh, in the 12 months.
Right. In other words, in the 12 months, you could tell him you should be comforted without mentioning the deceased. In other words, you say you should have you should only know Simchas rather than say, I'm sorry to the loss of your parent. You should wish him that he can have only Simchas. Amr HaMeir, the Meir gives an analogy. She gives, if you meet a guy who's after 12 months of mourning and you comfort him, the mayor gives an analogy, what is this likened to? It's interesting. He says, what is this compared to? A guy broke his foot. He healed the foot. Okay? And the doctor meets him afterwards and says to him, you know what? Klach Esli, come to me for treatment. And you know what I'll do? I'll break your foot again. And I'll treat it again better than the first guy did. The mayor says that's the concept if you comfort a guy after 12 months. He just got over his loss. After 12 months, he got over the loss. So you want to start all over again, break his foot again. So therefore, the din is that after Chafalef Amid Beis. So it says that after 12 months, the Braisa says, you're not allowed to comfort the person. Because it's like reopening old wounds that are healed already. What do you see from the Braisa? The Braisa says that after Shleishim, you still offer condolences. Our Braisa said that after Shleishim, after 30 days, you don't offer condolences anymore. And this Braisa says that up to 12 months you could do it. Okay, so the Gemara says, Leikasha. It's not a contradiction between the two Braises. And it's a very simple answer. One is by parents, one is by all the other relatives. It's very simple. Meaning as follows. All other relatives, the mourning is over at 30 days. Right? After 30 days, you're going to comfort the guy who's finished mourning. It's like opening the new wound again. So that Braisa says, after 30 days, you don't do any more comforting. We just said a Braisa that says, after 12 months, you don't. But until 12 months, you do comfort the person. That's speaking by parents. And this is the source, by the way, for those opinions in Halacha that say that if you didn't do Nicham Avelim during Shiva, you could do it up to a year.
When you're saying comforting, though, what exactly are we talking about?
Like you said, Mokim Yinachem Eschem, may God comfort you amongst the laws, you know.
Okay.
So there's two types of comforting we just learned in the Braise. There's direct comforting. They say, I am comforting you for the loss of your parent. Okay? Mm-hmm. Or indirect comforting, which means, oh, I'm sorry to hear about your loss. You should only know simchas. Then you're not mentioning the fact of the parent that died, so that even during 12 months you could do. So again, to recap this part of the two contradictory braises, it says like this.
There's a time you're supposed to remind the person?
Well, during Shiva you can comfort the person for the loss of the deceased one. Up to 30 days, you could also do it. In other words, like this. Our braise said, the first braise said, after 30 days you don't comfort the person. Sigmar says, but another braise says up to a year you do. Sigmar says, for parents you do up to a year, comfort the person. For other relatives, up to 30 days. And that's the mashal that Rav Meir gave, that if you comfort the person after 12 months, it's like a mashal of a guy had a broken foot, and he healed.
Right.
He healed, and then you go, a doctor says to him, come to me, I'll break your foot again, and I'll reset it. So the guy's an idiot. Okay? That's the same thing. What you're bringing up old wounds is a person healed from. In other words, according to Halacha, the bottom line of it is that after 30 days for a regular relative, yeah, there's no more mourning. For a parent, up to 12 months. After 12 months, it says in Halacha, you're not allowed to mourn anymore. Because then it says, after 12 months, if a person still mourns, Halacha says it's like doubting God's doings. Mm-hmm. Doubting what God did. See, Tesis over here, if you see this coming back about when the guy's wife died, you see the third Tesis in the bottom of the page. Remember it says the guy, his wife died and he remarried during Shleishim? So Tesis says, Mashma Tech Lamed Yeim. That the guy married his new wife within 30 days of the loss of his first wife. Because if it's after 30 days, what do you mean you can't speak Tanchum? It says you could do anyway. So he says, how could a guy get married within 30 days? So he said, V'tarach l'ukme, you have to learn this din, be'en li'banim. Either he doesn't have sons, or, inami banicha li'banim ketanim. He says like this, and this is like a difference between the two cases. If a guy's wife died, so normally we said you have to wait 3 chagim to remarry. But if he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah pruvu, you can marry right away. Or the din is if a guy didn't have his wife died and he had small kids, So the din is he can marry his wife right away, but he can't live with her until 30 days. He can't have relations with her until after 30 days.
Do they have like festivities, celebration and stuff when they get married?
The second time? If it's a second marriage for both, anyway, it's
30 days.
Yeah, but then he could do it, yeah.
Have party?
It's a regular wedding, yeah.
Music and
everything? Yeah, yeah.
Is it a second marriage for both? It's only
if it's a second marriage for both, Bechlal, you don't do a big thing today. They make invitations and every crazy thing. But years ago in Europe, or in America for that matter, in the very firm circles, if it's a second marriage for both, they just nobody knows about it. Nobody even knows he's getting married. They make a minyan, you know, for the chas chop. You need a minyan. He comes to shul the next day. Said, "I get a mazel tov. I got married last night." That's the way it works. No big thing. You make a chop inside with a minyan, and you know that's huh. This is the way you're supposed to be in halacha. Yeah, today you send out invitations and you make a big band. And today they make divorce parties too.
Halachically, though, one was not married and one.
Then it's 7 days. Okay. It's a regular wedding. Listen, even a child who lost a parent and he's in the middle of shleishim, he gets married. If a guy's wedding date or a girl's wedding date was set for a certain date, right? And the father and mother died, right? After shiva, they got married. Even though it's the middle of Shleishim.
In the middle of the 30 days.
Yeah.
That happened with Gansberg's. They waited after Shleishim.
Because then you have to be pushed off for a different reason. But halachically, especially if the date of the wedding was set, you get married then.
Do you tell the couple to have a divorce party?
Yeah, I know.
Well, what's wrong with having it? It's a second marriage. What's wrong with
it? Good for caterers. Okay. So it says... So imagine, if it's parents, then Daki, you don't offer condolences after 12 months. But during the 12 months, you could offer condolences. If it's all the other relatives, then you don't offer condolences after 30 days. But the Gemara asks, but Hasim Nami Dabir Imit Anchum Minatzad. But even, so he says like this, why can't he, after Shleishim, why can't he offer like indirect comforting? Why can't he offer indirect comforting? And the Gemara says, "Enchanami itaka could." He could offer indirect comforting. It says, "My ainim medabed imi tanchumim." What does the Braisa say that after 30 days for other relatives, you don't give him regular comforting? What it means is, "Av kedarke," only the normal manner of doing it, mentioning the deceased and so on. "Avol medabed imi minatzad," but he speaks to him indirectly. That he's allowed to do. Okay. Now the Gemara starts another topic, also about Avelus.
If you tell somebody, if you didn't see them, you come and tell them, like you said, "I'm sorry to hear that your mother passed away." Whatever.
That you can only do within 30 days of other. No, if it's mother, then within a year. After the year, you can't say that.
But you said in the
you can
year?
Give indirect thing. We should only have simchas. We should hear good news.
So I thought it's after 30, so you know.
It depends for which relatives. If it's for other relatives, you can't do it after 30 days. If it's for parents, you can do it up to a year. Now the Gemara is going to discuss another interesting halacha, which is also very practical. Shiva starts at the burial, meaning when the funeral is over, they cover the casket, Shiva starts. Now, what happens, in a very common example, somebody passes away here in L.A., and they're burying them in Israel. Now, from here until you get to Israel, could be another day or two that the funeral takes place a day or two later. Correct? So the din is, the person that goes, or the people that go with them to Israel, they start Shiva after the funeral in Israel. What about the people that are remaining in LA and they're not going to the funeral? So it says, as soon as they turn their back, that is, once the corpse is leaving, or the casket is leaving, plane or by carriage, doesn't matter, then the second they turn back away from saying goodbye, so to speak, they begin Shiva right away. Okay? So you can have a difference. L'mashal, somebody dies Sunday morning. Sunday night they're taking the body to Israel. So the family that's here will start Sunday in the afternoon. the people that are going to Israel won't start until Monday night, maybe.
They get it at the same time.
Huh? Oh, so now, this is under, so they finish their Shiva a day or two later than the people here. Right? Now, because the people here started a day or two earlier. What happens if they come back in the middle of Shiva? If they come back in the middle of Shiva, do they stop when the people here stop? Or do they have to continue further on because they didn't finish their 7 days?
They have to do their own.
Let's learn the case, sir. So this is what the Gemara is going to discuss now. Okay? In other words, do you, what's called Nigrer Acher Godel Habayis? Do you get drawn after the Godel Habayis or not? Now, that's scenario number... Wait. That's scenario number one. Scenario number two is a guy comes to his family, and don't forget, you have to keep in mind, in the olden days, there were no communication like we have today. You make a phone call and the email, or in a second, somebody knows. In the olden times, people didn't have any communication, right? So you had a scenario that a relative died. I'll give you an example. Somebody heard that his father is very ill. Okay? So it took, in the olden times, it could take a day or two to come until they get to the family. 3 days, 4 days. He comes into the house, he sees the family sitting shiva already. For 2 days. And he's coming on the third day. And he didn't know about it until now. And we learned the Shmuel Kreva, right, within 30 days, you have to sit a full shiva. The question is, now that he's coming home to the family, and they already sat 2 days, does he have to sit? Now, so the Bible says, let's see it and say, Tan Rabban Rabban Alert. Aval Shleisha Yamim Marishainim, a mourner who was unaware of the person's, of this relative's passing. And he came, Bamimokim Karev, and he came from a close place. We'll see what that means. And he comes within the first day, the first 3 days of Shiva, Meine Imoim, he starts counting Shiva together with them, and he finishes when they do. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to say like this, Bami Mokim Rochik, what happens if he came from a far place? And we'll see exactly what a close place is, or a distant place. Meina la'atzme, then he counts his own. That means he keeps his shiva like his own calculations. Taisus explains over here, Rashi explains, Taisus explains. Mokim kariv means within 10 parsa. Now, 10 parsa is 40 mil. The Gemara says, the average walking of a person per day is 10 parsa. The Gemara says many places. The average distance a guy could walk is 30 parsa. How much is 30 parsa?
10 parsa.
30 parsa? No, 10 parsa. 10 parsa is 4 mil per parsa. So it's 40 mil. A mil is 2,000 cubits. 40 mil is 80,000 cubits. Let's make it easier. A cubit is 2 feet. It's less, but it's 2 feet. See, it's
160,000
feet.
Divide that by 3 is yard.
Right, 160. There's 5,200 miles per, feet per mile. So 5 into 160 is 4. No, it's more. It's more than 4 miles. 10 parsa is 40 mil. Okay, a mil takes, let's say, 18 minutes to walk. So it's 40 times 18. So it's 400 minutes plus 800, about 750 minutes, which is about 10 hours of walking, 11 hours of walking a day. 720 minutes. Okay,
that's
so
good.
Huh?
Good
exercise.
For me,
now, so that's the average walking, so to speak, per day. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. If he comes from a close place, that means He could have come that day because he's within 10 parsa. Then he starts with them. And he finishes with them. Even though he came late already. But he could have come on the first day. So he stops Shiva when they do. If he came from a far place, that means he couldn't have been there when they started. So then he keeps his own Shiva. And he extends beyond theirs.
When does his Shiva start?
His? When he gets there.
When he finds out about Shiva. Oh, I see.
What if he finds out about it?
Let me give you another example. Remember we learned about Shmuel Krevi, Shmuel Rechaika? If it's Shmuel Krevi, you find out within 30 days you have to sit Shiva. Right? Right? What happens? No, I'll give you a simple example. Here we're talking about because the guy came to the house.
Right.
What happens if he didn't come to the house? Mm-hmm. Today. Right? Somebody finds out today, God forbid, today's what, Tuesday? He finds out tonight, which is Wednesday, he finds out that his parent or brother or sister, whatever, passed away 3 days ago. So the family is already in the middle of Shiva. He has to start Shiva from Wednesday. 7 days, he gets up Tuesday morning. Because he's in his own house. He has his own house. He keeps his own Shiva. Right? Here we're talking, though, the mourner is coming to the house of the mourners. So then there's a din that, and we'll see exactly, Gemara's going to go into details of this, that the person becomes drawn after the head of the house. And we'll soon see what that means. What is the definition of the head of the house? Isn't that, does it mean the oldest? Does it mean the one everybody listens to? Who does it mean? But we'll see that in a second. So the Gemara says like this. Listen. Huh?
The mother.
It depends which house. Tana Rabbanan, Avol, Shleishi Yamim, Rishayinim, the first 3 days. Meaning, he arrived at the scene. After they started sitting Shiva, and he arrived within the first 3 days, so the din is like this. Bami Makum Kadev, if he comes from a close place, meaning a day's distance, Meine Moemi becomes part of them, and he stops when they start. Bami Makum Rachok, what happens if he came, this is speaking when he comes within the first 3 days of them sitting Shiva. What happens if he comes from a far place, meaning it takes more than a day to get there, then Meina La'atzmei, he counts himself. He has to keep an extended Shiva. Mikan ve'eluch, what happens after the 3 days, the first 3 days of Shiva? Afilu b'mi makim kodiv. Even if he comes from a close place, Meina La'atzmei, he starts his own Shiva. That means if he came on the fifth day, but he lives a day's walk away, he has to start a whole 7 days.
Even after the 7 days are over?
No. We're not talking about that. We're talking about within the Shiva itself. Oh. We'll soon see the details of this din. Reb Shimon, Emet Reb Shimon ben Yochai says, Afilu ba b'yayim ha-shvi. Even if he comes in on the seventh day, I mean they're about to get up from Shiva. Mimokim kodiv, from a day's walk, meine himoyim, he counts with them. According to Reb Shimon, as long as he arrived from a nearby place, well, we'll see. No, then even if it's the last day, as long as he didn't get up from Shiva, meaning Gemara is going to explain, there's still people comforting them. The din is, he gets up when they do. So he considered 10 minute Shiva maybe, because he comes from a place which is close. So Amemar, the Gemara says like this: we just got through saying Shleishi Yamim Rishayim. The first 3 days of Shiva, Bami Makim Kadif, if he comes from a close place, Meine Moyim, he counts with them. But not always, when the senior member of the house is at home. Now, at the bottom he brings down the eldest brother, the eldest of the relatives, other defined the senior member as the one people listen to. It could be younger, as long as he's in control. That's called Godel Abayis. Doesn't matter if he's older or younger. So now, the Gemara says like this. But, in other words, Rabbi Chiya ben Abba Amar Rabbi Yechon is saying that this whole din applies only when there's a Godel Abayis in the house. But that's if he's the Godel Abayis and he's coming home, he doesn't follow them. then he does his own thing.
Even within the 3 days.
Even within the 3 days. So Yiboylo, the Shaila was asked, what happens? Allah Godl Bayis the Basak Varis. What happens, like we said, what happens if the senior member went to the cemetery? Mahu. Does he count Shiva on his own? Or does he go together with them? This is exactly what I just said. The Gemara Shaila is, the Godl Abayis didn't come because he didn't know. He came late because he was occupied burying the person. So if he would be in his own house, like I said, you take the body to Israel, and the guy's staying in Israel, so Shiva starts after the funeral. But here, the Godel Habayis comes home. He's coming home. So now the question is, because he was occupied with the deceased, maybe he goes along together with the rest of the people in the house. Meaning, the Gemara is saying like this. If the Godel Habayis didn't know the person died and comes late to Shiva, he starts his own Shiva. He starts his own Shiva. Because he's the head of senior member, he doesn't follow everybody else in the house. He does his own thing. Everybody else follows his, but he doesn't follow everybody else's because he's a senior member. Therefore, what happens if a senior member Pashit didn't know the relative died and comes home on the fourth day of Shiva of everybody else's? He has to start his own 7 days. But the Gemara's question is, he knew about the deceased, and the reason why he didn't come earlier because he was busy burying the dead in a different country. So the question is, now when he comes back on the fourth day, does he follow everybody else or not? I mean, really, it's the third day. I mean.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it depends if he comes within the first 3 days, or?
Well, then the din of Godel Habayis is only the first 3 days. But according to Rav Shimon, there's no difference, because Rav Shimon says even the seventh day. It's a whatever. Would depend which opinion. What?
Related, but how much of an Indian is it today to marry somebody in Israel?
How much is it today?
I mean,
the Gemara says,
I know,
by Tchias HaMeisim, the dead people in Israel are going to get up first. Other people, Tzadikim, it says in the Gemara, have at Sanhedrin an underground tunnel that they're going to go painless to Eretz Yisrael and get up. And the regular people are going to go drag through the ground.
So in order to avoid that.
In fact, the Gemara is soon going to say that the people in Bavel, it's been on over here, that people in Bavel used to bury their people in Eretz Yisrael. They used to bury the...
For that reason?
No, they just used to bury... Where is it? The Pashit used to bury the people in Eretz Yisrael. It's later on the Gemara. It's brought down that... where is this? Whatever. But they will soon... Oh, here. The practice is to take the bodies from Bavel to the land of Eretz Yisrael for burial. Not all the mourners would accompany the body in this journey, because it was a big schlep. Or today, in practical language, when you take somebody from here to New York to be buried, or to Eretz Yisrael to be buried.
From Bavel, it might take a few days.
It did.
So he starts after a week over there, in Bavel?
It depends if they're coming home or not. That's what the Gemara is asking. The Gemara said a statement, the only time you follow the rest of the house is if the head of the house is in the house. Mm-hmm. So now the Gemara says, what happens if the head of the house went to the burial and he comes back late? Do we say, that's the Gemara's question, do we say that because he was involved in the burial, so he goes by the people in the house? Or do we say no, he keeps his own Shiva? That's the Gemara's question. So the Gemara.
On the way back to house, if somebody comforted him already, like few people, maybe you could consider that.
Yeah, but the Shiva started later, 2 days later.
But they already knew.
The Shiva started 2 days later in certain countries in Europe, like France. They don't have Jewish cemeteries in France that people get buried in. Okay? If the people that pass away in France, they get buried in Israel. Most of them go to Eretz Yisrael to get. Over there, it could take a week until the funeral. Because the papers, they're very anti-Semitic there. You know, until you get the clearance, until you get to this, and then you get to Eretz Yisrael. Mamish is a week time that they bury it. By then, the family's already getting up from Shiva, the ones that stayed in France, let's say. And this person's starting to sit Shiva. And then he comes home. So, according to Reb Shimon, as long as, and the Gemara is going to say at the end, Reb Shimon says that if he went to the funeral, the Gadol HaBayis, and then he comes home, he gets up when everybody else does. But if he stays in Israel, or he doesn't go to their house, he goes to his own house, he starts Mamish Shiva a week later.
Why can't he sit Shiva in Israel when he takes it?
I understand, but until the burial is a week.
Okay, once he takes
if you're going to the burial, you start Shiva after the burial. The people not going to the burial start Shiva right away.
Right.
So I'm saying it could be a week, and then the family get up from Shiva already. Even and he starts, huh?
Even though the body is still in France, they sit Shiva. He takes 7 days to transfer the body.
No, it depends. So halachically, it depends if they took the body away, so to speak, already. It's in the hands of the government, you know. Then many poskim hold, even if it's going to take a few days, the fact that they turn their back away from it already, and that they're not going to be seeing the body anymore, and that, you know, being with it, you start Shiva right away. And a lot of times they'll do that because they don't want the family, Nebuch, sitting, going crazy 3 days until a week, and then start Shiva again. So a lot of times they'll just say, okay, the body's away, you know, go home and sit Shiva.
I mean, it sits on the airport for a week?
I don't know where it sits, in the cemetery, and the morgue, and in the government. In a lot of these countries, yeah, it takes a long time. And you can imagine, pre-plane time. Pre-planes. If somebody passed away in New York, and wanted to be buried in Israel, it went by boat. Okay? If somebody passed away in Los Angeles, talking about pre-planes, yeah? And wanted to be buried in Israel, so you have to go by train from here to New York. Could be 3 days. And then by boat, you know, until you make connection there, it could be 10, 15 days until the person finally has the burial in Eretz Yisrael. So the people accompanying the coffin, they take a start after the funeral there. People here start here, you know, when they leave.
Is the neshama of the deceased in pain until it's buried?
It's not at rest until it's buried.
It's in like a not at rest, meaning it's in an uncomfortable.
You know what? I never died. Not in this time. I know previous times I guess I died. But
I just don't know there's commentary.
It says in Sfarim that the reason why a Jew should be buried as soon as possible, because the neshama is not at rest until it's buried. And it, besides the fact that the covered mess is not respect, you know, having a body lay around. I'm saying. It says that the body is not at peace until it's buried.
When they say Kaddish, the ones that are remaining?
No, they're different. Officially, it says in Halacha, you don't say Kaddish until after the funeral. But like in many of the Hasidic circles, including ours, we say Kaddish before the funeral. You go to Shul and just say Kaddish. You won't necessarily daven or whatever, but you'll say Kaddish. But in Halacha it says basically, it's more Kabbalah. But according to Halacha it says you don't say Kaddish until after the funeral.
These people who were in the boat transferring the body.
Yeah.
Say Kaddish on the way.
Now if you go by, you know, pure Halacha, no. He's not buried. There's no Shiva, there's no Kaddish. They have it in of an Onain, which is even worse. Because it's like you're the part of a mitzvah, they can't eat meat, they can't eat wine. And, you know. That's a different story.